Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' American supermarket pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew, I'm your host, and I am ready to rock, so let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. And for today's tasty episode, we will be discussing one of the greatest edible injustices ever to take place, and it's called the American supermarket. And it's gonna be awesome, baby. And to discuss the American supermarkets, I will be combining the philosophies of Albert Einstein, Marco Polo, Run DMC, D.H. Lawrence, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and John Blutarsky. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary, Norman Peterson, and let's re-explore the American supermarket. It's the Great Space Coaster. Get on board on the Great Space Coaster. We'll explore. Therefore, it's time, to put out a new blueprint for the American supermarkets that is super easy to follow and even easier to run. And a federal mandate must be issued across the board to every grocer in America that prevents them from paying homage to edible pitfalls. And just so we are clear, a pitfall, by definition, is a hidden danger. And it was the late, great President JFK who said only an America which has fully educated its citizens is fully capable of perceiving the hidden dangers of the world in which we live. Now, that being said, almost every single edible item sitting on an American supermarket shelf is a hidden edible hazard waiting to manifest. Seriously, you don't believe me? Open something up. Go on, open it up and have a bite. Wait, isn't have a bite precisely what the evil queen said to Snow White? Ding, ding, ding. Tell him what he wins, Don. You win a super, extra shiny, poisonous American supermarket apple. Now, the name of the game is bobbing for poisonous American supermarket apples, but it should be how to finally make American supermarkets super. Right, Jimmy? Right, Lois? So, let's say, starting right now, all American supermarkets shall ensure that their consumers can only make dramatic pause. Better, healthier, more reasonable, more responsible choices without ever having to think about it. By carrying only healthier, more sustainable items like sticker-free, local, electric produce, harumph, harumph, harumph. And all American supermarkets are hereby mandated to limit the obvious ultra-highly processed foods made by science and all the other obesity-causing edible pitfalls that seem to litter every single American supermarket, aisle after aisle. So, with that in mind, Let's make American supermarkets way, way, way better. Heck, let's truly make them super. Now, in the early days, before the advent of the supermarket, food items and dry goods were painstakingly hand-collected item by item by an individual. However, that process was, to be quite honest, very expensive and also quite time-consuming, especially when you consider that every single individual item would be slowly, carefully, attentively, individually wrapped, why a simple trip to the butcher alone could take well over an hour and a half, which reminds me of what Marco Polo said to his wife upon returning from China. Hey, are you crazy? I just traveled 10,000 miles from China to get this spaghetti. You want me to go back for the meatballs? Ooh, ooh. Back then, people had a shop at multiple stores, and they were all located in different locations. There was the greengrocer, the fishmonger, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker, and kibitzing and socializing were a big part of the merchant consumer experience. But alas, over time, people lost their patience. Ooh, ooh. Simply because shopping for groceries took almost all day. And then someone had to go home and unload the food. And then someone had to clean the food. And then someone had to prep the food. And then someone had to cook the food. And then someone had to clean the dishes. Most likely, the person who shopped, prepped, cooked, and cleaned. And good Lord, I feel like I'm dying. Ooh, ooh. And there you have it. In a nutshell, that's why a cultural evolution of sorts occurred. And society was plagued with the supermarket. Wait, don't you mean blessed? No, I meant plagued. Ooh, ooh. Now, by definition, a supermarket is a self-service shop offering a wide variety of food, beverages, and household products. It's organized into sections. The supermarket typically has aisles for meat, produce, dairy, baked goods, and even aisle spaces reserved for canned and packaged goods. Pretty good in theory. Horrific in reality. Ooh, ooh. So, what exactly are American supermarkets doing so horrifically wrong? Well, to answer that, let's start with a trip to the fresh and yummy produce aisle. Let's take a trip to the fresh produce aisle. Let's take a trip to the fresh produce aisle. Now, has anyone ever eaten fruit? And before you answer, please understand, I am not talking about the kind of fruit you buy at an American supermarket. I mean real, actual fruit. The kind of fruit that spoils. Fruit so sublime, you are moved to write a poem. Now, D.H. Lawrence, in a poem famously entitled Figs, wrote that every fruit has its secret. And Figs begins with a beautiful, comprehensive homage regarding the proper way to eat a fig. And while D.H. waxes poetically about the fig, and while D.H. wishes he could spend a lifetime lost within that fig, he's aware that that fig must be consumed almost immediately because back in D.H. Lawrence's day, figs spoiled quite quickly, especially after they were picked. Alas, he laments, people forget. Ripe figs won't keep. Ripe figs don't keep in any climate. Now, this poetic homage to one fig was written in the year 1917. That was just 105 years ago. So where, oh where, are those D.H. Lawrence figs today? And where in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, are all those other poem-worthy fruits that were once filled with delightful, edible secrets? Oh, where can they be? Well, today, due to their extremely delicate nature, those D.H. Lawrence figs are long gone, so no more poems will ever be written about them again. So, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Now, the good news, he said sarcastically, is figs haven't disappeared entirely. Nope. American supermarkets still have figs. It's just that they are not poem-worthy. Because, let's face it, they're not really figs. Not like the D.H. Lawrence figs. No, these modern supermarket figs are something similar, super similar to figs, but really, they are laboratory-created sticker fruit that simply refuses to age. So, holy sticker fruit, Batman. And don't even tell me that you have not seen the sticker fruit, because you have seen the sticker fruit and you have eaten the sticker fruit, because sticker fruit is all they sell in American supermarkets. Yummy, fresh, ageless, seasonal, just don't ask which season, fruit that has been bred scientifically to unnaturally endure an exceptionally long journey, like spending a year of your life online at the DMV, that kind of long journey. Attention, eyes front, what's that on your chest, mister?
It's a produce sticker, sir.
A produce sticker on your uniform. Just tell me, mister, what kind of American supermarket would sell a peach like you?
Apparently all of them? Waka waka. Ooh, ooh.
Now, everyone knows fruit is not supposed to survive for a few months after it's been picked. Everyone knows that. And yet, that is all everyone eats. Everyone eats fruit that was picked at least a few months ago, or let's phrase this another way. Everyone eats super expired fruit. So, yummy, 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 I got expired fruit in my tummy. Ooh, ooh. And here's the truth. Super expired fruit is all the American supermarket shopper knows, because it never shows its age. And it's bigger, and it's shinier, and let's face it, everyone apparently loves an unusually large, shiny apple that shines bright like a diamond. Attention, eyes front, what's that on your chest, mister?
It's a produce sticker, sir.
A produce sticker on your uniform. Just tell me, mister, what kind of American supermarket would sell an apple like you?
Apparently all of them. Waka waka. Ooh, ooh.
And tell them the best part, Don. Any American supermarket shopper,
can now take home a perfect piece of supersized, supermarket, super sticker fruit, or let's phrase it another way, special, bewitched, supermarket magic wishing apples where all your wishes come true. Now make a wish and have a bite, which is precisely what the evil queen said to Snow White. And speaking of evil queens, and speaking of shiny, poisonous apples, has anyone ever eaten a shiny, red delicious, American supermarket apple? Because just recently, the New York Apple Association said not to ever, ever eat American supermarket apples because they are not apples. Now, I know what you're thinking. Okay. So what? So what's the big deal if a bunch of New York apple growers don't recognize the fruit that they grow? Something I had to give to make room on the American supermarket produce shelves for those super-sized, yeah, baby, super shiny, yeah, baby, super doped up, yeah, baby, supermarket, yeah, baby, red, delicious apples that never age like Dorian Gray. Let's just simply call American supermarket fruit and its signature product, the red delicious apple, the end of poem-worthy produce and the dawn of the sticker fruit. Ooh. I don't know about you, but for me, it's very hard to enjoy a piece of fruit when it has its prisoner number emblazoned in bold ink right on the front of its chest. And you know the prisoner number. It's the sticker. The sticker that sits on every single piece of American supermarket frankenfruit. And they sit on every shelf of every American supermarket. Prisoner number 4015. Prisoner number 4011. Prisoner number 4238. I'd rather American supermarkets simply place a skull and crossbones sticker and just put on the front of every single piece of sticker fruit that sits in every single American supermarket, because let's be candid. A skull and crossbones sticker would be way more accurate than prisoner number 4015. Ooh. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, the frightening part about entering a supermarket and picking up, say, a peach is when I actually do. And it's because it's a different peach entirely. And what I mean by that is every single supermarket peach must endure an unnecessarily long and unnecessarily intensive process. And that process is required to get that peach from the farm, he snickered, to the supermarket. Ooh, ooh. Because the reality is that every single supermarket peach is always picked way, 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 way too early. And they are always picked when they are extra, extra, extra hard. And they are always picked as soon as there is a scintilla of color on them. Wham! They rip all of those undeveloped peaches right off the tree and quicker than you can say hi. And all of those undeveloped peaches are then immediately put on and in coffin-like carts. And they are kept in extra, extra dark rooms, just like Count Dracula, where those peaches unnaturally ripen without any sunlight very slowly in their metaphoric coffins, so slowly, in fact, that they defiantly defy all laws of nature and science. And by the time those peaches, actually make their way to the supermarket and say into your shopping bag, well, those peaches have lived so long that they now officially have dementia. They don't know their peaches, and they contain zero nutrients because they were harvested way, 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 way too early, well before peak maturity, well before any vitamins or any antioxidants could ever develop. But what did you seriously expect? 65% of all the peaches sold in American supermarkets today are grown locally, right here in China. And all the apples, all the cubic zirconium apples that are actually sold in American supermarkets are, of course, super shiny. Just do not bite into them because they are not the real thing. You see, the average American supermarket apple sits in a super dark warehouse for an average of 12 months after they have been picked. And at best, a one-year-old apple is an extremely dangerous edible hazard waiting to manifest. Edible fact. And now that we have these one-year-old cubic zirconium apples that have been sitting in the warehouse, well, now that they're 1 year old, it's time. It's time to get these nutrition-free apples circulated to all of the American supermarkets. And who knows how long that will take. But suffice to say, investigative evidence revealed that on average, an American supermarket apple sitting in an American supermarket is easily 15 months old. Or let me phrase this another way. On average, every single apple sitting in an American supermarket is well beyond expiration. Now, apples that are consumed well past their expiration date are quite hazardous, no different than super, super expired milk. Expired apples cause intense nausea, painful stomach cramps, severe diarrhea, severe vomiting, bleeding ulcers, and last but not least, eating expired apples greatly increases the risk of getting cancer, making it of paramount importance to know precisely when the supermarket apple you are about to consume was actually picked. Now, has anyone ever spent the evening wondering what made their stomach so violently ill? Was it perhaps the raw, warm oysters you had for breakfast? Or was it the half-price sushi you had for lunch? Or was it the all-you-can-eat raw chicken wings you had for dinner? Nope. It was your super expired supermarket apple. And my response to all of that is why welcome this edible hazard waiting to happen in the first place. We need a mandate, and it is really, really simple. A mandate for all American grocers that states, as of right now, all produce purchased for American supermarkets will only and always be fresh, local, organic, electric produce. It's precisely what Rose of the Golden Girls said, and I am paraphrasing. My mother always used to say, the older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana. Which is why we need more farmers like my friend Goyo over at JO Organics in Escondido right now. My friends, Goyo and his farm, that is the answer. That is what we need. We need real, real produce, real electric, organically grown, with lots of love, produce that you can feel surging through your body. And everything they grow there, from the moment they pick it to the moment it hits your table, it is never more than 3 days old. And believe me when I tell you something, produce that is never older than 3 days, never, needs to be refrigerated. And when I say that Goyo and his team is the answer, I mean they're the answer not only in the fact that they can provide every community with a model that they can employ to now get electric food into their diet, but also because of their model, now every community in the United States can be taken off of the electric grid and big time. Now, when supermarkets refrigerate their produce, what they do is they instantaneously alter the molecular structure of every single piece of fruit, rendering every single piece of fruit 100% nutrition free. And what's amazing to me is that American supermarkets dedicate over 70% of their electric usage to refrigerating produce. And for me, it's like, why are we paying so much money? And why are we wasting all of our resources refrigerating corpses? My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in San Francisco, let's get that city cleaned up and back to normal, baby. And I've been getting all your calls and your emails and your comments, and thank you. And do not stop writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast and Podchaser, and do not forget to subscribe. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more edible honesty, same edible time, same edible station.